We're doing Simon Mem Test, which is entitled Kiddush Achas Michamesh Nashim Nichol Achas Omeres Osi Kiddush. So we're not really doing that halacha of marrying five women and not remembering who you married. But in this discussion, the Mechaber writes Siv Gimel that Kol Mi She'enu Baki B'Tiv Gittin B'Kedushin, person who's not an expert in all of, in essence, Evan Ha'ezer, so then Lo Yehei Lo Esek Imam, he shouldn't be involved in Pasking Shilas Lahoros Bahem. With giving a shiloh of whether this is a good giddin or a good kedushim, shipik kal with very easily yachol letos v'yatias erva v'garim laharbos miam zayim b'yisrael. Very easily you can make one small mistake, a name misspelled in a get or a kedushim really could create a lot of problems. So unless you're an expert, you should not be involved in giddin v'kedushim. This is very important for how to choose a misada kedushim. So if you look at the Beis Shmuel Sif Katan Dalad, he writes Lahoros Lahem, and he quotes a Taz that's Medayek Dafka Lahoros Aser, only to give a Hora of Al Lisader Kedushin Mutter. A Misada Kedushin doesn't really do much. He follows a checklist, and you read the brachas, you do this, everything's taken. If you have a good caterer there, the caterer really does the most. They tell you what to do, and then the Misada Kedushin is really just a puppet. So, Aval Asada Kedushin Mutter De'ein Sham Lahoros. There's no Hora that's really taking place. Aval Asader Get the Yesh Harbe Pratim Asa Lasader Elam Ken Yodea B'Tiv Gittim. If you want to be overseeing a get, then you need to be an expert because there are very many details that can go wrong with the Gittim. But for Kedushin, you could really pick anyone, not a guy with Smicha. You could pick your father, your grandfather, even if they don't have Smicha, works according to the Beis Shmuel and the Taz. But the Pesachei Tshuva writes in the bottom Sif Katan base. He says Lahoros Behem Ayn Berheita Mashikos Vataz, and jump down a line. He quotes from the Ayin Shuvus Yaakov here. Shelo Kolkach Ela Hu Adin Shelo Yisader Kedushin Litchachila. He says no. Even being Masader Kedushin, if you're not an expert, a person should not be Masader Kedushin. Even though there's no hara going on, you never know when a mistake might happen. You have to know on the spot what to do. So he recommends only having an expert be Masader Kedushin. Now it's brought down here that they had the minhag in the, I'm not sure exactly where he lived, the Maharsham, but where he lived, they have Mechabdin Besider Kedushin Afilu Mishain Olamdin Gadol. They would mechabit anybody. It would be a kibbutz, lav dafka, a learned guy, lav dafka, a posek. They would, anyone really was mechabit with this kibbutz. But it makes sense that you should you should make sure that there's an expert in the house in case something does go wrong. I was once an aide ksuba at a wedding, and everything was going great. And then under the chuppah, so when they're reading the ksuba, they realize that one of the times that the kala's name was mentioned, she was a bas kohen. So it says Bas Ruvain, and it didn't say HaKohen at the end. So I probably would think it's not an issue. We didn't learn Hilchos Ksuba yet. So Rav Kelemer, he should have a Refuah Shleima. So he was the Masada Kedushin, and he certainly knows what he's doing. And so after the Chuppah, he took me and the other Ksuba, and he made an amendment. He knew how to do that also. I made a star, and he added something here. And we had to, I don't remember, initial or sign our names, and that little change. So he knew what he was doing. I imagine most Masada Kedushins would not know what to do in that situation. They probably would tear it up and write a new Ksuba, maybe. But so that's why it's important to have someone like that in the house if you're going to be Masader Kedushin. Okay. Okay, now in the bottom here in the Sefer, the quotes from the Ramban Yordea, Ramban writes that if a Chacham comes to visit a city, a person should not give him the schar that one gets from Masada Kedushin. So let's say you invite the guest, it's taking place in Woodman, you invite your Rosh Yeshiva from a yeshiva outside. So he's coming to visit. Now he's taking that money, you pay him whatever you pay a Masada Kedushin, so you're paying him the money that would have, should have, otherwise went to the Modasra. So now what the Rama writes, you should not give the schar to the Rosh Yeshiva visiting. Rather, you could let him be Masada Kedushin, but pay the money to the Modasra. That's what the Rama writes. What? This is, it's not in your safer, it's in here.
In my safer.
Your mother longer.
So, the bride's family or the groom's family
who's
responsible?
Who's paying? It depends. Yeah. The usually the chassan the one who chooses. So I imagine the chassan side. But I recall
they both pay.
What?
They both pay, so then you pay both of them.
But yeah, I think typically the chassan chooses. But now that I'm seeing this Ramah, I remember growing up that the rabbi of the shul always wondered why all the talmidim came back from Eretz Yisrael. They would choose the Rosh Hashiva to be the Messiah Kedushin and not the rabbi of the shul. And now there's basis for the Ramah, the Mor D'Asra. So I'm not sure it means the Mor D'Asra where the chassan goes or where the officiating of the wedding takes place. But that's what the Ramah writes. But then the Noz B'Huda writes that the minag was that Rabbanim would not allow anyone outside to Mesadar Kedushin. It was taking place in their city, in their community. No one else was allowed to. Fine. But then he writes a Yesh Omrim that if you do this, there's a chashash that the Kedushin is puzzle. And you have to do another Kedushin if someone on the outside officiates in the community of some other local rabbi.
Is someone making sure that guy gets paid? The rabbi's keeping the money in pocket.
Yeah, part is to protect the rabbi. No one protects the rabbi, so he doesn't have a good contract in place, so you need to protect him. It's extra schar. He gets paid for bedikas chametz and siddur kedushin and levayas, so you have to protect him. So it's a sagas gvul. You don't want someone going into your territory taking your clients away from you. It's the same idea.
Yeah,
you're right. It's certainly a big jump. It's a yesh omrim. But it's a big jump, granted. But that's the idea. The rabbis also deserve to get paid, all right?
Amen.
Okay, fine. Let's go. let's go weiter. Let's jump out to Simon Nunhei. We've been waiting for a while. We've been talking a lot about Kedushin. We never really defined what exactly is Nisuin. Kedushin's spoken of. It's very clear cut. What's Kedushin? But what in the world is Nisuin? That's not really clear in the Gemara. But the Rishonim talk about this. Okay, so let's read through the beginning. There's a lot of stuff we could read through quickly here. In Sif Aleph, so it says, Harusa Aser Labaila, Labaila Medivre Sofrim, Kolzman Shiba Beis Avia, Vahabal Arusa Aser Bebeis Chamav, Makinus Amakis Mar. This is fine. That's it's Arusa, there's an Iser Bia Medirban in that stage. Vafil Yichud Beasurim, even Yichud's Aser with a Chasan and Kala who are just engaged. So therefore, if they have them in the same house, they try to make the nisuin take place sooner. This way, there's no violation of yichud. So we see from the Shulchan Aruch that the shevar brachos itself it seems to be the nisuin. The yeshom, where others say, "Dein lahem ladur biyachad shemi yakotzu zebazeh." A few b'shiduchim below erusin yesh lachosh. Okay, talk about general care that a chassan and kala should have when they're engaged, even if it's not engaged of the erusin stage. Simply shiduchim, they have decided to get married with each other. Still, you have to be very, very careful that they're not with each other. Okay, let's jump a little bit further now. Vafilu, sorry. It's a lashon of bia. So the Mechaber says, Ad shevi osol toch beso, that's the definition of a chuppah. When you bring her to your house, that's when they get married, according to the Mechaber. V'yisyached ima, yichud, in your own house, is the nisuin for the svardim. V'yafrishana lo, v'yichud zeh hu hanikra, kenisa l'chuppah. The yichud for the Mechaber in their own home is considered a chuppah. V'hu hanikra nisuin. That's what Nisuin means. This is the Shita of the Mechaber. Okay. Now jump to the Ramah. The Ramah writes in the next page, V'yesh shomrim, others say, D'chuppah eino yichud ela kol shehivya hachasin lebeso l'sham l'shem Nisuin. You don't need to have yichud. You just bring her home to your house. Even though there could be a family that's there, bring her to your home, into your new apartment, according to the Ramah, that's considered a chuppah. While for the Mechaber it's Yichud, Ramah says it's enough to just be under the same roof. V'yesh omrim. Others say, She'achuppah hi she'porsin sudar al rosh sham b'shas habracha, to spread over some type of cloth, maybe a talis, over the head. That's considered the chuppah. So the chuppah that we typically have, according to Ramah, he quotes from the Beis Yosef, that is the definition of Nisuin being underneath this talis or this canopy.
I say Rosham,
yeah.
I
say
Rosham,
yeah.
I also have Rosha.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are older ones. They're Rosham on their heads, yeah. Yeah.
The Chaber doesn't allow, by after they come out of the chuppah, to go into the Yichud room and have the door closed. Because if she does that, she has to cover her hair right away. Right, so the door has to be left ajar, open.
Interesting.
But the Ramah says that they're married. The Rav said, right, under the chuppah, that's already that bringing her into his home, right?
Right.
So therefore, so why isn't the chiyuv of kisui the sarah apply right away?
Yeah, the shaila.
No, there's
yeah.
Some folks can say you do.
Yes, I'm do. The question is, those who don't, is the shaila, right, why those who don't?
Right.
My niece just got married, and the Masada Kedushin said, I'm not marrying you off. But it, I mean, this is in Lakewood. Unless you're coming, she came to the thing with a wig.
Right, I totally do that thing.
Yeah. Wow. You do already do that? Okay, so. Okay, Vaitav Yeshomim. Others say the chuppas besula mishiyatza behinuma. Okay. What, different rabbi?
It's
what you want here. Va'amana mishin is yachtu, okay. The Ramah Paskin's haminah, what's the minah? What's the common practice for a chuppah? Haminah pashut achshav likros chuppah makom shemachnisin sham yiria prusa agave klonsos machnisin tachtea chosin vakal berabim. What we do, hold up on poles or even just stationary poles, have the chosin kala go in front of everyone there, that's considered nisuin. Umikid shasham, once they do the kedushin there, then mevarachim sham birchas erison, as we do, the birchas erison takes place first. Then that becomes nesu'in. They're just very standing there is nesu'in. V'charkach molichin osa lebeisim. We bring them back home to their wherever they're living. V'ochlim beyachad b'makum tanua v'zeh chuppah. You bring them to the yichud room. That's his next step. And b'makum tanua, a hidden place, and they have a chuppah. They eat there. It says v'ochlim beyachad. Eating is a very important part according to the Ramah. Eating the yichud room. That's where it comes from. Everyone thinks it comes from because they've been fasting all day long. They're hungry. But according to your mother, there's an inin to eat. You're being kovea suda there. That's part of just like living together, and that's the nisuin. That's what's practiced. Zeh hachupa hanoheges achshav. Okay, so this the Ramah writes. The different definitions. Is it the yichud room? Is it the chuppah? Is it the home? So these are all the different stages. Would you try to be machbid on all of them? Now look at the chelkas mechoke ksif katan tes. He says haminag pashut achshav lekro chuppah ein bebach. Shanu noagin kedivre kum. We try to do all of them. We have the chuppah, and then we have the yichud room. Ubeboker shemechasin rosh hakala zehinuma. When they cover the head in the morning, that's called the rosh. That's a hinuma. And v'nikra chuppah ladasa tosa. That's called called the tosa. Putting on the veil. That seems to be what this hinuma is. Umikol makom nira pashid kozman shelo niskadsha ein chuppah koner kodem hakadushim. Everyone asks the question. First you bring her to the chuppah, but she's not even, there's no kedushin yet. So he's saying it's a davar pashut. Obviously the chuppah can't exist without there being kedushin. The rak kishaniskit the shah, once they get engaged with the ring, nikresh lemafreya, retroactively that becomes nesua ledasa tosfo. So it's a very strange thing that we do. They really should get engaged right in front of the chuppah, in the aisle. And then have them enter into the chuppah. So he has this chiddush that there's some limafreya nisuin taking place. Now uledas shar poskim, according to others, lo nigmaru hanisuin ad she misyachad in yachad achar chuppah until they go to the yichurum the ochlin sham b'makom tsanu. Again, emphasis on they have to be eating there. Okay. Okay, fine. So let's now discuss some things that's not on the side of the page here, just a couple of other ideas that come up in the poskim. Try and find them quickly here.
Is that what if you didn't have the food? You're
going to be fasting for a longer time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know the sources enough to know if it's ma'akev or not. I'm not sure. But here, the interesting thing to talk about here, about the Mishiyata Behinuma, they're referring to the veil that covers the head. So Bach quotes from the Medina Serusia, Russia, Lechora, Lehakbeda, Shelo Leilich Lichsos Rosh Akala Bilti Chasan Imahim, Bishar Chasan Yochas Bekiso Im Harav. So you ever wonder why like the rabbi goes up when she's during Bedekin, the rabbi, he doesn't really say much, he just like makes sure everything's okay there, and the fathers give brachas. Apparently there's a minog that the rabbi and the chassan together would be putting the cover, the veil, over her head. That's what was apparently the practice that was done then. And they bring down the discussion here. Some have a chumrah to have edim, edei bedekin. That's where it comes from. We saw in the poskim, no one really discusses this here, but other poskim do discuss it, whether or not there's a needed for edim. And it's really a tremendous chumrah. Because firstly, whoever says you need edim for the chuppah, ever hear of edei chuppah? That's a big chumrah. So some say that the edei kedushin should stick around to watch the handing over the ksuba to be the edei chuppah as well. So some have the akpah. Then we try to be machmer for that as well. So now to require edei bedekin, you have to make two assumptions. Number one is that nesuin requires edim. Number two is that bedekin is considered a nesuin. So those are two assumptions. So it's a real big chumrah. I was at a wedding a few months ago, and a friend of mine was Masada Kedushin. It must have been one of his first Seer Kedushins. So they asked me to be the Eid Bedekin. I'd never been an Eid Bedekin before. So I made a funny joke to him. He wasn't very pleased with me. He's like, well, listen, Rabbeinu Yeruchim thought it was important to have an Eid Bedekin. I said, okay, all right, I'll be the Eid Bedekin. So it's a big chumrah to have it, and some people are makbid on it, but you see that's really, it's not needed. What? It's all because of women. It's all be in your presence. It's really rubbing off on me. Okay. Okay. What else do we have here? Okay. That's really it. I think that's it for this discussion. And one more second here.
Maybe the Rav does it because with the guy, because now just the chassan does it, but it could be in case it was a chuppah sneda, maybe the Rav does it.
Yeah, they bring down the practice, it was a kibbut. The one last thing here, they quote a Taz here, that comes to the yichud room. The yichud room is supposed to be his beisel. So the Taz says that you should really lend the room to the chassan, so it's his. So I wonder, I never thought about this before, but I wonder when you rent the hall, if that's considered being rented to or lent to the chassan, so it becomes his home. I'm not sure if that's understood or does it have to be understood. But that's apparently what the Taz writes in Simon Nun Zayin. What? No, but still, that's part of the lease agreement. So then the chassan is going to have ownership for this night of the yichud room, and that'll be his, or it's lent to him for this night. Again, I don't know if people are mocked, but I've never heard this before. But okay, we'll stop here. I'm not sure what's in store for next week, but we'll find something, whatever is next here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbat.